Tomorrow will mark 22 years since the darkest day in America took place on September 11th, 2001. Now be honest with God and yourself. If I didn't bring this to your attention, would you have thought about it before you watched the news reports or read the social media posts tomorrow? Last time we looked at how it's not the works of God which allow evil. That's Satan's job description. If that wasn't so, then how could Satan be empowered to tempt Jesus with what he did, which we read about in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, when evil like what Americans were attacked by on September 11, 2001 takes place, the aftermath presents a choice. You try to respond on your own, which will lead to a surrendering to that evil more often than not, or you turn to God for the empowerment to be an overcomer. As John chapter 1, verse 5 reveals to us, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 21 tells us, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, some may dismiss those teachings as just words that are easy to say, but what do you do with them? How do you put them to an effective use so you can overcome evil? Think back to September 11th and the days after the attack. Did you see the firefighters, the EMTs, police, and others work alone? You know, one over there, another one here, one up there. No. You saw teams working together. No one was left to themselves. We see this throughout the Old Testament, including when David gathered all of Israel to go up against and defeat the Syrians. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 17. These are the times when we see who are the good and determined among us. You've often heard them described as those who run toward the danger while everyone else is running from it. Jesus talks about those who run toward the dangers in Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil." It's the aftermath of a tragedy. Always seems to carry the most weight, isn't it? During the beginning and middle, people take the actions they're taught to do, empowered to do, do by instinct, while others shut down. But when it's all over, there's all that darkness that can be looked back on. Some use it as a lesson to be made stronger by. Others choose to carry that darkness around as a weight around their neck. It all depends on how we see and which light we use to see. God's light gives us the ability to understand what we find. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace," as well as Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Thankfully, the so-called September 11th truther movement, that's faded away, as all lies do sooner or later. We find that in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 5, "A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape." Now, this doesn't mean we should just move on, get over it, as some who are disconnected from the Spirit say we should do when it comes to the September 11th attacks. That's saying we should forget about the lives that were lost that day. We mourn because that's a step toward healing through the love of Jesus, who says in his Sermon on the Mount, which we find in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." That healing comes through what we find in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." Now, while time creates a greater distance between then and now, the love of God does not measure time like we do. It does not fade. It does not turn away from us. My prayers are that those who lost a loved one on that dark day find comfort in faith of how their spirit is eternal, how that person comes to them with the same love and embrace they gave while they walked in the flesh, and how that person being visited hears, sees, and feels their presence, always thinking of them with a happy heart, knowing that they would never want to see them thought of with a tear.